Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.
Well, we made it to the post-game wrap.
Just another laugher.
If that call had come back from New York and been overturned, I mean, it took them a while, didn't it?
Oh, man, the longer it lasted, I'm thinking, did we miss something here?
What are we missing? I don't know when the next flight to New York is, but I might have been on it if that call had come back as out.
You would not have been happy.
I mean, oh, my goodness. I guess we shouldn't have expected anything different considering coming into tonight, these two teams have played 16 games. They'd each won eight, and they'd each scored 68 runs. I mean, it's hard for two teams to be more evenly matched than these two have been this year, and tonight was like the ultimate evenly matched game.
What an incredible grind. Just one opportunity just slipping through your fingers every inning. And Giants fans just sitting on their hands. They tried so hard to just will this team to win. And for the longest time, it just didn't look like it was going to happen. And then in the ninth inning, the Dodgers come back. And then here we go. And then they go down 2-1. Crawford gets the hit. The play from Crawford, the runner in first and third, nobody out situation, that was the play of the freaking year. And I thought, you know, we talked to him about it in the post game, and I said, "What are your thoughts?" And you were playing back at double play depth. I thought, and I told him this, I thought you were going to concede the run and get the double play to minimize the damage. And he said, "No, you know, I'm playing at a depth, and I'm thinking if I get a ball, I still have a chance to throw the runner out at home." And that was on his mind the whole time. He never hesitated, and he threw a perfect strike, and Turner was nailed by a bunch. What a play!
It really was. And, it, you know, as it played out, the pitcher spot ended up coming up. And so it turned out to be kind of the perfect spot to be really aggressive, just the way that the whole thing was lined up. And you're right. It was a night of frustration for the Giants. They just had so many chances. If they hadn't won it there in the 11th inning, that was going to be tough to keep going, because the whole thing couldn't have been set up better for them after you hold them scoreless, and then you got the top of your order up with a really fast runner as your automatic runner against a guy who's hardly pitched in the big leagues this year. You can't ask for a better scenario than that, and I give Evan Phillips credit. He almost got through it.
He almost pulled it off.
Yeah. Well, and if you're Mrs. Phillips or Evan's mom or whatever, you're like, well, he did his job. He got through it. But we haven't seen Trey Turner much since he became a Dodger. As the Dodgers' second baseman, he was a National League All-Star shortstop and a good shortstop. So, and I don't know, maybe, and I wish Dwayne Kuiper was here to tell us about it, but he was back in the outfield grass, and that grass, by this time of night, it can get a little slippery, a little wet, and I don't know if there was any give beneath his feet or what, but he had to make a long throw, and he's maybe gave Buster a little more credit for speed than Buster deserved, having just caught for 800 pitches all night long in a really long game, 5 months into a season. But he seemed to rush that throw just enough that he pulled the inexperienced first baseman. He's played over there before at times, but he's the catcher, and he came off the bag and couldn't get back on it. So
what an incredibly weird conclusion to a game that it just seemed like it was the never-ending game. But hey, from the Giants' perspective, they'll take it.
Yeah, and maybe in the end, I mean, the point John is making is a good one. We haven't seen a lot of Trey Turner, although when you read the clips, I mean, he's had a few struggles adjusting. It hasn't been just a total smooth transition adjusting to second base. And that little mistake ends the game. Meanwhile, the Giants, how many good defensive plays did the Giants make tonight? You highlighted the Crawford one, but they made 10 of them, it seemed to me. I mean, just a lot of great defense from the Giants.
Well, and we talked about it before the game. We thought that that's what was going to determine this game. I mean, they're so evenly matched. It was going to come down to an error or just a poor decision on the field or a walk. And you know, true to form, that's what ended the game. It's funny. You know, this is the time of year where you create your own energy. You do. And right now in the Giants dugout, the mood is light. They're having some yucks. It's, you know, they are all tired, but a lot of guys got into it. And in the Dodger clubhouse, it's quiet, way quiet. And this time of year, way quiet's not good.
Well, we'll be quiet here in a minute. We've probably talked enough tonight, but we have another segment of our post-game wrap.
Oh, we're going to keep going?
We're going to keep going. We're going to the bottom of the 12.
This is not one of those one segment.
Oh, no. No, no. We didn't score our automatic runner.
Wait a minute.
We
got to
have another half inning.
Haven't the fireworks just started?
Yeah, DC, cue up those firework noises. All right, we'll take a break, and maybe we'll come back, maybe we won't. We'll see. Giants beat the Dodgers. We'll be back after this. All right. Okay, fine. We came back for another segment. There's a lot to talk about, and there are lots of players we can highlight, even through all the craziness of this game. So we're going to pick some players of the game. I went first yesterday, so I think, John, that means you get to go first tonight.
All right. Well, I mean, there's certainly so many guys that need to be spotlighted, and we did talk about Crawford's defensive play, and he also had a huge hit that tied the game in the 10th inning. Anyway, on a night where those hits were almost impossible to come by. But I'm going Anthony DeSclafani because and Gabe Kapler said as much before the game. He really didn't know what to expect from DeSclafani. He was hoping that DeSclafani, because DeSclafani was saying that he felt healthy, he felt strong, but he had that the shoulder fatigue that shut him down for a while. Then he had the bad ankle. He had to leave a game in the second inning, just this past Monday, and yet there he was against a team that had worn him out. I mean, his numbers against everybody this year are great, huge all-star-like numbers, except against the Dodgers. And they were hitting, 439 against his fastball this year. I mean, his worst games this year have been against the Dodgers. And he went out there, and he was a man on a mission. And a key, Gabe Kapler talked about it before the game, was he needed to establish, and you talked about it too, Mike, on our telecast, to establish that breaking stuff early on, throw it for strikes, show that he could do it, and as much to himself as to them, that they couldn't just sit in that fastball. And he did all those things, and, man, what a premier start for him, which without that, the Giants could not have won this game. They would not have had enough bullpen to go 11 innings if he had not taken it through six. And it looked like he might have been able to even go deeper into the game, but he'd already thrown 84 pitches, and there's a lot of season yet to be played.
That's such a great pick. You know, he's checked off all the boxes except the one against the Dodgers. And to be able to make that contribution in a game like this, just enormous. I mean, and that's one that he won't ever forget. And the Giants fans aren't ever going to forget that.
Great, great night.
Great pick.
Good pick.
Okay, John, we're coming back to you. You're going to get the kite pick, so don't go away.
Okay. I'm ready.
Keep that headset on.
All right, give me a call, will you?
All right. Okay, well, then I'm going to take Austin Slater.
Band's still ready to play, even close to midnight. They stay ready.
Dave, I just need to know, how much do we have to listen to this?
Well, I'm not in control. You can pipe it right down now.
Are they going to play that tomorrow? Is this tomorrow today?
I hope so. Tomorrow's their opener. I hope they score so they can play it.
Austin Slater came in and he got he pinch hit for Lamont Wade Jr. early in the game. And he goes up and he gets in an 0-2 count. And all of a sudden we're thinking, man, they pulled out Wade, and this could not be this. This might I don't know. I whap, base hit, 1-0. Slater comes up with a clutch swing of the bat, and for the longest time, that was the only one run they had. I mean, they took it in the ninth inning, 1-0 lead. It was just a great at bat. But the play that he made off of Corey Seager's gapper, where he busted his tail to the right, came back, and he caught the ball in the outfield, in the gap, like a shortstop going in the hole, backhander, comes up gunning, and he throws a one-hop strike to Crawford, and it freezes Corey Seager, who was halfway from first to second, and he had to scamper back. That was a huge play in the game. So I just think that, you know, Slater had a nice night tonight with that hit and that defensive play and a number of other things he did. I mean, he just had a good night. Slater's my guy.
Yeah.
Good call.
The catch against Pollock in the eighth inning.
I mean, yeah.
Pollock smoked that thing again. Tyler Rogers had a great inning, but it might not have ended up as great if he didn't make that play. So.
True.
And Gabe Kapler, by the way, DC's furiously scribbling notes as Gabe talks downstairs. He said that he told Lamont Wade in the dugout that he had to manage that moment where Slater pinch hit early in the game like it was the seventh or the eighth because he knew runs were going to be hard to come by. So turned out to be absolutely right.
Well, it was a bold call and the right call, as it turned out.
Good pick, Mike.
He made his manager look good.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to take Crawford then. Crawford was the one guy getting the big hits. And, you know, Crawford, the whole game might have – we might have been home 2 hours ago if Cody Bellinger hadn't tracked down Crawford's shot in the third inning after Slater had put him aboard, put him ahead 1-0 because the bases were still loaded. Crawford had a great at-bat and just whistled one out in the left center field. Really good play by Bellinger. But anyway, Brandon ended up with three hits, the run that tied it in the bottom of the 10th to keep the game going to set the stage for the 11th inning rally and run, and then all those defensive plays that we've already talked about. Just a terrific all-around game from him. Brandon Crawford's my guy.
Good pick.
Perfect call.
He's been their MVP.
Did Kipe weigh in with a pick?
I believe that...
that he's been asleep for 2 hours?
I believe the Kipe is going with Harlan Garcia.
Yeah.
Because in that 11th inning, he... not only did not allow that automatic runner to score, with a lot of help from Brandon Crawford, who made the great throw. Garcia's the guy who got the ground ball, that which is, we always say. And in a tight spot, make him hit the ball to Crawford. You're fine. Have him hit it to Crawford. But then he struck out. They still had a couple of guys on base. And he struck out Taylor, and that was huge. And then he got... the pitcher,
Evan Phillips,
a gift, and he struck him out too. So
two strikeouts on six pitches,
and he got the win to beat L.A.
Nice,
yeah,
nice. Good
and that's
pick.
After he went 3 2/3 innings in his last outing. So
nice pick, Kipe.
Yeah,
Kipe, man, how did you do it? Wow,
I loved going after Taylor though. That was good strategy. You could have nibbled and. But the way it's set up, if you get Taylor, then basically you know we're getting through this and we got a chance to win it. So that was a great job by him.
Because if you end up walking him, it's still only one out. The pitcher strikes out, and then what? And then all of a sudden there's A.J. Pollock you got to get through.
Yeah, so. That's exactly right. Okay, and we left off Ruff, and we left off a bunch of other guys, but they'll be picked another day.
Yes, they will.
What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. By the way, Alex Dickerson, we were told after the game, would have had to come out if the game had gone to the 12th inning. Logan Webb was going to play left field for the Giants.
Wow.
They were out of players.
Wow.
So
amazing.
Hopefully he's all right. Tomorrow, we'll see who pitches for the Giants. Urias is going to go for the Dodgers. And these teams have to recover and get ready for game two.
Stay tuned.
Game two. And was there anything from Cap about the Giants' pitching plans for tomorrow?
Not according to D.C., but he may be cutting highlights. Who knows what D.C.'s doing? He's trying to pay attention.
Because what did Cap say? Was it yesterday or the day before? They asked him before the game about the Giants' rotation for the weekend with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And he kind of said something to the effect of, I wouldn't use the phrase or the word rotation for our pitching plans for the weekend. Or maybe even plans. So they're a little short. But you would think that at least Sammy Long will be involved maybe one of the days and Jose Quintana would be involved. But
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And if you can get even like just a few innings from those guys each of those days, the Giants can manage the rest of the game. They can.
That's why this was such an important game.
Huge.
This was a bullpen game by the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And this is the one that they really had to win, and they did.
All right. Yeah. What's on deck? We can't wait for tomorrow. Sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. We still aren't done. We have highlights right after this.
Hey, it's Brian Murphy here, and whether you're orchestrating a corporate gathering, gearing up for a team-building session, or just seeking a spot to savor thrilling sports and activities, the Clubhouse in Fremont is the go-to destination for bistro, bar, bocce, golf, and fitness. From team-building to private golf lessons on any one of 140 golf courses around the world, the Clubhouse in Fremont has you covered. Visit FremontClubhouse.com to learn more about their amazing amenities and private events. The Clubhouse in Fremont, the Bay Area's place to play.